This is a new day. Good morning to all on WWDB 860 AM Philadelphia, South Jersey, or podcast anytime 24/7 on WWDBAM.com. This is Cantor Scott. I hope everyone had a blessed week with many goals and dreams and aspirations fulfilled for you, for those who you love the most and those that you come into contact with each week. Welcome to Inspiration and Religion. I know we always speak about the blessings each and every day. And what are the blessings and why do we bless so much? Because blessings turn the ordinary into extraordinary. You know, most religions say a blessing before a meal starts. Many blessings come after a meal, and both before and after is certainly the best way. It gives us a double way to thank God for the food in our lives. You know, food and many other things in our lives we take for granted. And what do blessings do? Again, they turn that ordinary into extraordinary. And that's our goal in life, to live in the image of God each and every day, to make sure that everything we do is living as God would intend us to live. So when we have something to drink or when we eat something, if we say a blessing over it, it is impossible for us to take it for granted. We turn it into something very, very special and give thanks. As we always say, we live with an attitude of gratitude, and thankfulness is something that should be made no matter what we are doing in life, no matter what we are doing each and every day. Every moment of the day, we turn something that we may take for granted, something that just comes to us that we think will always be there, we turn it into a blessing, a wonder, and a miracle. And that certainly is the purpose, to bless, to say, thank you, God. We know that you are here. Thank you, God. We know that you are present in our heart, our souls, and our minds. And we are taking the opportunity to turn something that is ordinary in our life to something so, so very special. So take that opportunity. If that's not something you do yet, if you don't bless your food in your life, take it for one day and then do it for 2 days and then do it for a week, and it'll turn into a habit. And habits, good habits, become something that bring blessings into our lives as well. And speaking about blessings in our lives, one of the blessings in our lives, one of the many, are the holidays that we celebrate. Regardless of what tradition and religion and background you are, the holidays are something that we certainly look forward to. And I'm always wondering, and my students ask me, they say, why aren't there holidays in the Jewish faith? But this pertains to any religion that you may be and any holidays that you celebrate. In most religions, during the summertime, you know, after June and then all the way to September, there aren't any special big holidays that God commands for us in the scriptures that we have grown up with and the scriptures that we study each and every day. So the question is, why? Did God know that we go on vacation during the summer? Did God know that we really don't want to do and pray during the summer? Of course not, because God is with us each and every day, even in the summertime. And a summertime is no time to take a rest from God. Each and every morning we wake up is the opportunity to give thankfulness for all the blessings in our lives. But the question is, for example, in Judaism, Shavuot, last week, the holiday that we celebrate with Moses going up to Mount Sinai and receiving from God the Ten Commandments and the Torah, there was Shavuot last week. And the next big holiday is Rosh Hashanah, the head of the new year, and that is not until September. So what happens from then until now? Why did God give us the break? Well, there are many agricultural aspects of that in the ancient world. There are many reasons that God did not put in the Torah, the Old Testament, times of celebration during the summer. Of course, we have the Sabbath, the Jewish Shabbat, but I'm talking about holidays that only come once a year. Many of those reasons have to do with agriculture. Many of those reasons have to do with journeying during the summer. But that doesn't mean that during the summer we don't give thanks each and every day. In fact, I have a little gift that was given to me, and I just love it. It's a little a little, my brain's not working today, but I promise it will. A little portable Shabbat kit, a little metal, like 3 by 3 inches, little Shabbat candles inside of it, a little glass of grape juice, a little challah. I mean, I don't keep the challah, the bread in there all the time. I put a little, there's space for a little piece of bread. And I take it when I go on vacation, whether it be a cruise, whether it's a journey to somewhere. And that way I have the opportunity to thank God every Friday. But no matter where you are in the summertime, whether you're on vacation, whether you're at a staycation, whether your children or grandchildren are at camp, whether you're on a journey somewhere, it is not for us not to pray during the summer, not to thank God for everything. God never takes off during the summer, and neither should we. So even in the summertime, when you wake up in the morning, say thank you to God for all the blessings that are going to come in that day. Anticipate all the miracles and wonders that God so wants to give us each and every day, no matter if the month is called June or the month is called July or the month is called August. Wake up each and every day, say verses from your religion and your background. Say special words on your heart and thank God with prayer. And after all, as we always speak about, what is prayer? Prayer is just a conversation with God. And certainly we wake up and say, dear Lord, thank you for the breath in my lungs this morning. And that starts the journey of telling God that we are here, no matter if it's the summer. We are here, we say in Judaism, Hineni, here I am to worship you. Here I am to let you know that I have given thanks for all of my dreams coming true, all of my goals and all my aspirations. And of course, we know in our hearts that we can't tell God how to bless us. When we ask God for something, it is not up to us to tell God how to do it. Because if we told God how to do it, and God told us how he was going to do it, most of us would say, you know what, that's that's okay. Forget what I just said. Because most of the goals that God gives us, most of the blessings and miracles that God gives us, not only takes us to the high points, but brings us through the low points as well. And if God told us the plans he had for us to fulfill the goals that we dream about, most of us would say, no, you know, God, I really don't want to go through the valleys. I really don't want to go through those sad times. I really don't want to go through the hard times. I know you want to take me there because in the end, I will appreciate what I'll be coming out of on those hills. But, you know, that's okay. I'll stay where I am. But that's not the way it works. We cannot tell God how to answer the prayers that we pray of him, because if we did, if we knew the journey that God would take us to, we probably would say no. And we don't want to say no. We will always want to be accepting and know that we live in God's time, not in our time. We know the old saying that men plan and God laughs. So God takes us on the godly journey to where God wants to answer our prayers without telling us where that roadmap is taking us. We remember that when we were younger, we used to go to AAA. Well, let's say we wanted to go to Florida, and we went to AAA, and AAA gave us those maps with the yellow highlighter and highlighted, here you go down 95 here, you turn here, you go there. We don't want that from God. We don't want the AAA map from God. We want God to do it in God's time to turn out the best for us. So let your heart not be troubled. Pray to God. Have a conversation with God, and God will lead us to our goals, dreams, and aspirations in all of God's time. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. And we thank God for our sponsors, without whom Inspiration and Religion on WWDB would not be possible. We thank God for our most recent sponsor, Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. And their slogan is comfort and care you will smile about. Indeed, they are ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. And to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve the very best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results in treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website, thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They will look forward to hearing from you, and for them, certainly. Certainly, we can all say amen. And we always bless each other, as we are always saying throughout the week, especially in the summer. You meet people that you don't normally meet during the regular year, especially if you're going away on the journeys of your choice. And it is always up to us to be the godliness in someone that may not see a God in themselves or from someone else on a daily basis. Always, always take the opportunity to live in the image of God. So with those thoughts in mind, it is my honor to bless all of us as we go on to our journeys during the summer. And please, if your custom is to bow your heads, please bow your heads now. If it's not, please just sit there quietly and listen to these words as I have the honor of blessing all of you. May God bless you. May God shine his countenance down upon you. May God give you peace, completeness, and totalness in all aspects of life, physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, with our relationships. May God see you as we go off into this journey during the summer with all the health of body and mind and soul for you, your loved ones, and all that you come into contact with each and every day. And on those words and on those thoughts, we all say, amen. Amen, amen, amen. And certainly in the summertime, it is not time to stop being godliness to our community, to keep on doing those acts of love and kindness, to keep doing those good deeds that are placed upon us each and every day to make the world the best that we certainly can, with the acts we do, with the words we say, with the motions we put into place. Because we often know when we put in those motions, when we begin something good, God notices it. When we begin to bless, God looks down and says, I see a blessing coming my way. Let me put those wheels into motion. Let me start and continue with what that person is doing to make the world a better place and to magnify that good deed, that good word 100 times. And that is the way we start. And God joins us in finishing that journey of making goodness and bringing that goodness into all of our hearts. And on that, we can certainly all say amen. And as you know, people contact me each and every day with good deeds that their children and grandchildren are doing throughout our community. And I brag, and I'm going to brag today about Leah Bolotina Fink. And her bat mitzvah was just last week on June the 3rd. And for her speech, she had wonderful things to say how she was making our world a better place. And I would certainly like to share them with you. She says, I very much appreciate all of you coming today. With the world today engulfed in war and acrimony, as it seems to always be, this week's Torah portion called Pekud Day offers us a timely lesson in holding our leaders to the highest standards. And she says, at first glance, we have a very, these are her words, boring accounting of all the gold, silver, and copper donated by the people to build the Torah's first home called the, in English, the tabernacle. Why should we care? The Torah, but, goes on to describe the construction of the tabernacle, the garments worn by the high priests, and Moses' inspection of the completed tabernacle and his blessing to all the workers. God then instructs Moses to erect the tabernacle and to the divine presence when all enter it. So why did Moses, the greatest prophet of them all, feel the need to offer a detailed accounting of his people's donations, because the Torah tells us that people gazed after Moses. What does that mean? The Midrash, the learning, offers us incredible details. The man who took us out of Egypt, split the sea, brought us the Ten Commandments, and so much more, was basically accused by his own people of fraud and embezzlement. How could this be? Of course, Moses was completely innocent of any wrongdoing, but the Torah itself states, "You shall be clean and innocent before God and before Israel." And it concludes, "Not only must one's behavior be innocent and beyond reproach in the eyes of God, but he must also ensure that he is beyond suspicion in the eyes of man." So Moses ordered a meticulous accounting 33 centuries before Ronald Reagan famously said, "Trust but verify." Moses had come to the same conclusion. No leader, no matter how removed and revered and famous, is beyond reproach. We must hold all of our leaders accountable, all in time, no matter what. Very, very wise words by Leah. Indeed, ones that we can take to our heart ourselves. And for her good deed project, her mitzvah project, she says, "Now a quick word about my mitzvah project. And a few months ago, I began a fundraiser for what's called the Mishpacha Orphanage in Odessa, Ukraine, which is run by an organization called Chabad. At that time, I had no idea that Ukraine would soon be embroiled in a war." And she raised money anyway for a wonderful, wonderful organization and the people of Ukraine. This was before war started. So God was putting into her heart to raise money for Ukraine, knowing that that money would be in need and Ukraine would be in a war very, very soon. And I find that so very, very amazing. And we thank Leah for her good deeds. And if you have a child or a grandchild, or if you know of a child in your community anywhere in Greater Philadelphia who is doing good deeds, please contact me any way that you choose. All my contact information is on all my social media, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. No matter what, please contact me or CantorBorsky.com, CantorBorsky, CantorBorsky.com. I would love to brag in love about any of the children making our world a better, better place. And on that, we certainly all say amen. We also say amen to the wonderful folks at the men's and a boys store in the Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, beautiful Pennsylvania, in Bucks County. And the owner, Bonnie, is certainly a blessing to our community. In fact, such a blessing that the men and boys store has recently won Best of Bucks County for men's clothing because of all the good that she does, especially the clothing that she provides. Men's and boys stores in the entire Delaware Valley, not just in Bucks County, but all over Pennsylvania and even in New Jersey. I know so many people who travel from Jersey just for the blessings of Bonnie, and they are receiving new summer clothing merchandise every day in both the men's and boys' departments. Suits and summer wear and sports clothes, khaki, sportswear, shoes, anything that you need for summer get-togethers, for summer weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, holy communions, family gatherings, business gatherings, or just for yourself to look as handsome as I do, for all the men in your family. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store that we all remember, Fleet's in Northeast Philly in Huntington Valley for 25 years. Now Bonnie and the Men's and Boys Store is presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, 320 York Road, 320 York Road. Drop in anytime to say hi. Tell them that Scott sent you, or call Bonnie anytime to make an appointment at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. Men's come first. The Men's and Boys Store. We say Amen for them, for all of their blessings, as we all say. Amen. You know that we are in June, and June is Pride Month. And this year, I wonderfully am very prideful of a personal milestone of over 2,300 bar and bat mitzvah students and over 2,300 ceremonies I have had the honor and the blessing to officiate for my students. And, you know, all students have been unique, awesome, and very cherished to me. And all their services have been catered to their wonderfulness of each student and their families. And I certainly just wanted to take a moment to share my feeling that each student, whether entering my office or meeting with me virtually, is certainly in a safe place. And that is accentuated by being in Pride Month during this blessed month of June, free from any judgment or preconceived notions. And definitely, my students do not fit into any boxes. Basically, they are encouraged to come as you are. And certainly, any of you who have the honor and privilege of meeting you or speaking with you or contacting you on any social media or contacting me on any social media anyway, know that you are free from judgment and, again, free from any preconceived notions or boxes to fit in. And you are all uniquely in my heart, and you are all different with individual strengths, and I accept you no matter where you are in life at this time. And certainly for that, we can all say amen. We also say amen for all of the pets in our lives. And each day I'm contacted with families and individuals who have lost a beloved pet of theirs. And certainly those who know me know that I help run a wonderful organization called Cantor Scott's Animal Rescue Center. And if today, if you're listening on Sunday, that would be June the 12th at 2:00 today at Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. We are having a pet memorial service. Just let me know that you would like to come. It would be an honor to see you today, Sunday, June 12th at 2:00 at Mount Laurel Home for Funerals in beautiful Mount Laurel. Please know that we take the death of a pet very seriously, and you are not alone in your grief. You will share a bond with those who have also lost a beloved pet. Though we cannot bring back your loved one, we do have the comfort in knowing that they are waiting for us and that others are here to comfort you. The Pet Loss Support Group is here for you to discuss the emotions of your loss and to understand how your beloved pet affected your life. If you are not able to join us in person on June the 12th, again today, if you are listening on Sunday, it is being shown on the YouTube channel of the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Please give a quick call to me or to the Mount Laurel Home, and we will send you the link to their YouTube channel, and you could watch it live, or it's kept on their channel forever, and you could watch the pet loss service whenever you have time. And please share this with friends and family. Certainly, there's no time length that you are set to mourn and then it's over. We each individually mourn the loss of our pets. In fact, any pet or person that we lose, there's no set time that is set for the mourning, M-O-U-R-N, the mourning period. We all mourn in a different way, uniquely, and however you choose to mourn, please know there is no right or there is no wrong way to miss a beloved one. There is no right or wrong way to mourn one that is so dear for us. So please spread this word about the pet memorial service, and it'll be an honor to have you join us either live or online or whenever you choose to watch the service from the Mount Laurel Home for Funeral on their YouTube channel. And speaking about the blessings of the Mount Laurel Home for Funeral, they are blessed, and we are blessed to have them as a sponsor for Inspiration and Religion on WWDB. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all religions, backgrounds, and religions of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900, 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And for them, we certainly say amen. You know, each and every day, I am finding more inspiration from an industry that I used to not find much inspiration at all. And that inspiration is the industry of arts and entertainment, especially in Hollywood. It used to be there was no religion whatsoever. And if it was, it was very small and just there, just, you know, for a second or two, and they had to say it to appease others. But now, my friends, I see it everywhere that they know that there is a group, millions of us, who want more from Hollywood and from arts and entertainment, from TV and from movies, want more godliness, and that they are seeing that there is many, many millions of us that want that inspiration in the entertainment that we choose to watch, because we are turning off movies or TV or cable. We are or shows or plays, we are turning off ones that go against our faith, that go against God, that go against what we believe in and our ways of life. And this week, I read about this wonderful inspiration called Minnow, M-I-N-N-O, streaming, goes with a new series called Young David, starting in the fall of 2023. And for more information of that, please go to my blog called The Daily Blessings, thedailyblessings.com, each and every morning for inspiration, any of the stories we speak about, to open your day with inspiration of your heart and fill your soul with all that's good in life. TheDailyBlessing.com to read about the Young David series and any other stories that we speak about with videos, with more information, with pictures, TheDailyBlessings.com. And now, as we always end with, pray more, worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody.